acontece.
Standard parts include your buttons and wheels, the iPod style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver, those are standard. And we also need a beeper or a buzzer, other sort of noise thing for locating your remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we should have a rubber case.
And why not wood? And why not wood?
well, we can use wood. I don't know why we want to. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod-style rubber button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive.
Can I do next? Because I have to say something about the material, which is quite shocking. Right. I have been searching the current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches. And the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that. And last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Our fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want. You know, whatever our motto is, for fashion, we go for fashion, the fashion in electronics. So we want to put the fashion in electronics, we need to go fruit and vegetables, and also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology, what is industrial designer, as to the material should be limited to. I don't know how spongy can be. Should discuss this together. I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have a fruit instead of a vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed. So that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again with the spongy, it has to be technologically innovative. So maybe again our industrial designers should look into that or find come up with a solution that's better than mine. Yeah, to summarize, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
So that fruit and vegetables thing. I actually wasn't aware of the trends in electronics and
No, those aren't. Well, it's a trend in fashion, in clothing and fabrics.
So okay, let me. That's right. Here we go. Conceptual user interface. Gonna try to talk about what kind of how people are actually going to be using this iPolish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And basically, so this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I mean, I assume we're still on the screen idea.
We haven't discussed the
Because if we're gonna have to, if we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel,
you need a screen.
you it seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen in the music because you're looking for a specific song, like, you know, that band or whatever.
But like if you think
With
about
TV
it,
channels, it's, you know, like 1, 2, 3.
yeah, but if so is it just okay, so you're gonna have to switch to like DVD and like other things like that, right?
We're just gonna have a DVD that was
Yeah.
kind of
Okay.
But the screen can come up on the telly, though,
Okay.
she said.
Okay.
That's correct.
So anyway, well, we need to. Okay. So if we're not gonna have a screen, I think I was thinking. Okay. So basically, it's just gonna be a wheel then. And you're just gonna. I mean, I think you're going to have some kind of a.
Graphical interface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
On
you.
the you can have it on the telly, though.
Yeah. Like you're gonna have to be able to switch to like a mode where you can. Okay. Well, not choosing that, I guess. But like choose channel control. Like if you. Because people aren't going to be able to have like you know channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so that people seem to be
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
you know, but you're going to have to scroll to get channels, so I guess that's why I was thinking you may need to have some kind of screen because so that people can go around, go back and forth and choose or then again if you just I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV that you're scrolling around, and you just scroll and just get to like 5 or like 12 or.
But
I thought
imagine
Magic had one
someone's
with a wheel on it. You could just show it one to
Oh
me.
yeah. But what if you have a satellite and you have like 200 channels and you just hit all
Well,
like
Yeah.
so you have to
But you can
wheel
quickly
interface.
you can.
But I think the wheel goes to like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do, so it'll have to. I mean, so we basically just kind of need to figure out like. What kind of, you know, range we need to have on the wheel, and so you're either doing this motion to like control the channels, or like once you stop that, you know, you can like tap for different there's also the concern about, you know, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, you know, switch around, I don't know, like these different modes, like turn on the timer, or like something like that.
I mean, with that many options, I think that the screen would be better.
I would think so too.
Like, menu and option. So
I mean, and it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you're hardly ever using it, you know, because, but then again, it does make kind of, if the screen's sort of just like an option that like it's just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of,
it's more expensive.
Yeah.
For design people.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
You have
thing
to get an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than that.
Yeah. So then basically it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing, you can get to, you know, you can, like maybe it'll be that central button.
Yeah.
Then you hit that and then you can, it brings up like the menu on the TV.
Yeah.
And you can just scroll around
so
to do the timer,
the
to do the, yeah.
So it wouldn't have all these different options of changing.
But the remote itself isn't
really. Okay, it even has settings.
Mm-hmm.
You can just take that and
well,
just.
Well, we don't like the screen, I guess, because it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive. But I don't know. And then, so just in really, all you need is like this little wheel, then and you can control it.
What if? I mean. If you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attributes, and you just have this, and it's like just a long silver thing, or whatever, are you going to have any buttons on that besides power in this thing, or?
It doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, the power button could even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second, and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you can't just speak for?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we're looking at something that could be, like even maybe, like, I'm seeing almost, like, a circular sort of, like, handheld, like, thing.
Yeah,
like
but it should be comfortable.
It needs to be easy to, like, manipulate the user. I mean, how do, I'm not really, like, when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to, like, control it.
I've seen some people just
kind of like
that.
So you could slide it up if you needed to like change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
But can't you just
get it? Like
something on the side.
Well, you can have it on the settings, no?
Yeah. But I mean, do you need that if you can get to, you know, if so long as you're able to bring up the menu on a TV screen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing if we can do this, then probably.
Yeah. You wouldn't, I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah.
So
I guess we have to look into the, like, the programming, how they actually program these things.
Oh, how they make the menu show up on the TV?
I mean, you can do it.
They already do it.
It's gotta be inside the TV, not inside the remote.
I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television, which is
well, then usually
a remote. I've never bought just a remote. Like,
no.
I don't really know, but I've never had a hard time with like my remotes, like bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever, you know. And I don't think that should be too hard.
Yeah. Most of the ones we've had have a menu button. It's not like you need to have a button access to like change your contrast or something.
Yeah.
So it just didn't come up every day or something.
Yeah. Well, so
But also, if you have it on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is you like they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand, and I never get it. Never, ever. So.
So, but you mean if we have this screen like the iPad screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay. So yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because you know it is so obnoxious to like have to push this, like okay, now I hit this, you know, you have a little guide out and like hit this button twice, like.
And it is technologically innovative in a way, so
I
that
guess.
takes some planning.
And it is trendy. The iPods are really hot right
Did
now.
you get that picture on, did they provide you that picture on the web?
Yeah, web research. Yeah, so.
That's quite interesting. What are we going to do about this vegetable thing that I'm dreading?
Oh, I was gonna say, you said people want spongy.
Yeah.
One of the material options is sort of rubber that's not like the stress ball things.
Oh, okay, that would
Yeah.
be really spongy.
Yeah. Just nice feel, but I hate sponge.
Yeah, let's see, that would be kind of, oh, you know, usually like the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic, but now it's like, you know, thing. But
I mean, definitely the
what
area
if we had like a
fabric.
spongy sort of like stress ball kind of feeling? Or what if we integrated the what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables we somehow made it tactilely, you know, tapped into that, so like it feels like
Well, it could be
human touch.
like mobiles that just you just put a cover. If
Yeah.
it's a small thing, you instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which frankly I'm not particularly fond of, you could just have covers, and then your mobile f it's like a mobile phone thing. You know, there was a time when they had all these different covers
Yeah,
for
you could do
mobiles.
like the computers where they have like a grapefruit apple machine and they have like the blueberry
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
they're named after fruits.
Yeah.
You could name it after fruits and
And
vegetables.
it could the color can fit your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have a green one, you can have something, I don't
Yeah.
know.
So
So
what
just
if what this is I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand. So like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing
Yeah.
where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have silver. But I don't know.
I mean, how are you all envisioning by what we've just, the feedback we've just got about the
Maybe a ball.
a bowl?
No, a squashy ball. A relaxing squashy ball.
That's an adult shaping shoot.
That you can, well, I see you're thinking, it's weird, you're thinking the opposite of me, because you're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard? Would you put a sticker, sort of? Because I was thinking, if you have a cover for the squashy bit, like a.
This is just.
Okay.
Let's say that's the squashy bit. Squash.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a cover for.
But see, I was thinking
Which is
this.
cheaper. Well, I
Sorry.
don't know if it's
I was
cheaper, actually.
thinking this bit here would be the cover. And, like, that's your actual
Yeah.
thing. And, like,
Well, I
this
like
you could
that
have,
shape.
like, you could have, like, cherries and
Yeah.
things around there.
I guess I
But.
make sort of a single ball shape.
I was thinking if
Yeah,
it was
like
like
holding
this,
like a
because
squishy
the way you were
ball or something.
describing the iPod and the rolled thing,
It's like it has to be,
it's
yeah.
almost like your thumb is farther up. So if you
Yeah, I
could
guess
squish it
so.
lower, then.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be very big in either, like how big? This big, and then you just do that.
What if,
Yeah.
yeah,
This
what
big.
if the squishy, oh, so you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing, and then you could have like the banana squishy thing, and you could have your choice, you
Well,
know.
just the I can't just like condom thingy, like a cover, but well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just contact our relevant department for that and just see what the cost is for covering that or covering that. And for now, we can do two prototypes maybe and then hit try and ask users what the best is. And that's nice. I think it's nicer to have a drawing because it's neater.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I think the hand, I think the handheld parts definitely. So you could make that into the form of a shuffle.
If it's a bit like those juggling balls, you can change shape according to your, to the way you hold it. If it's got sand in it, maybe, or something. You it just molds to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
We don't know.
Either in the color of that plastic inks on the front or in the color of the squishy thing on
the And the rest is the company. The company color silver.
It was silver and yellow. It looks like.
Okay. Should also fit the batteries, which you haven't.
I think the batteries would have to go right into the plastic case.
Okay.
Especially if you're switching out the squishy part, then you need to have the other part just be sort of a single unit that you can snap off. Yeah, I think. It'd be interesting to have the squishy bit, the part that you can change into the different. Trendy vegetables and fruits. But, no, I know, you spend so much time like, squishing it into your own personal hand, then you get a new one, you'd have to do it all over again.
Yeah. No, but it does it automatically. Does it automatically? I don't know.
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean, because they were made for
it. Okay.
Solar power and a dynamo, which is something I
didn't
know what it is.
Oh, dynamo is it's a bicycle. It's a bicycle mechanism. It's the it's like if something moves, when it moves, it stores energy.
The other one was a kinetic thing where you could just kind of wind it yourself. So
it's quite sweet.
You could have picked that, or you could have talked about doing a wind up or a dynamo or a solar power. But I think solar power is not available with rubber cakes anyways.
But dynamo, the fact with dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own, which is quite cool. So if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy, and you don't need to buy a battery because I find them annoying. But we need to find the cost. Don't know the cost. Does anyone have costs on the web? Okay. Right.
Most of the stuff's pretty cheap, though, about the book, so it's not much of a problem. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
There's a chip on the print thing.
The things like remote controls, a stamp out a chip, calculated too, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But it's not like a computer, you can't like reprogram your remote controls like stamp.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
strange.